435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a lovely Tuesday afternoon. It really, honest to goodness, is fantastic. You need to either be outside or open a window. It's 77 right now, relatively low humidity, although that's going to pick up because we got rain rolling in. It's actually going to be this evening when it starts raining, and that's going to be rock-solid heavy rain, could be an inch by the time we hit the morning. So tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., please make sure that you're listening to Richmond's Morning News to figure out what's going on with the roadways and all of that good stuff. Tomorrow afternoon, 5:05, William Burnett, candidate for sheriff in the city of Richmond, is going to be with us. We just found out about, what was it, 100 signs that people had gone around stealing, apparently young people, kids, in the city of Richmond. I want to find out what's really going on. So that's going to be tomorrow at 5:05. Every Tuesday afternoon, I am thrilled to welcome Craig Peterson to chat with us. Just a solid, solid guy. Funny, smart, knows everything about everything when it comes to tech and staying safe. I am a religious follower. I am online at craigpeterson.com. Craigpeterson.com is where I signed up for the free newsletter. You should do the same. Craig, thank you for being here, sir.
Oh, hey, and I take donations as well. I'll pass the tray around afterwards.
Well, I did not know, but I will reach deep in my pocket and pull something out other than lint, I promise you. Yeah, I love it.
All right, I'm doing great.
That's good. That's good. It's always good to hear your voice. There's so much that you cover this week. I honestly don't know where to begin. I'm looking at the AI stuff, as I always do, thinking, well, how long till they take my job? And apparently, what is it, Klarna, one of those finance companies, said, yeah, we got to fire our AI, right?
Yeah. Well, Klarna and Duolingo both. They launched a whole AI initiative. They laid off people. They said, yeah, we're going AI first, as have a lot of other companies. And they said, you know, this AI that we've got in place over at Klarna is doing the work of about 700 customer service agents, which is just incredible. It turns out that humans aren't so fond of dealing with AI. They can't answer questions or solve problems for them. That's why they contacted the company in the first place, especially when you're talking about a financial relation in a company. Yeah. And so they pushed back hardly. Duolingo, which my wife uses, she's been working on learning to speak French so she can speak with me when I get into my French moods.
Okay.
And she's used it for years now, and she has been, I listen to it, and I think half of the time these speakers, I can't understand what they're saying. And I was educated in French schools, you know, come on, people.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on a second there, Peterson. Now, you were French schools, but they were Canadian French schools, which, as you know, the French, they look down on.
Yes, they up down their nose or up
That's
their nose.
Right.
I'm not
That's
sure how
right.
you. Yeah, something to do with the nose. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Well, in Quebec, it's Louis the 14th French, and then the French in France, in Paris particularly, have got their own little snotty little accent that they use, and so Quebec has this old French language, which is controlled by the government, by the way. The government tells you what words you can say, what words you can't say. And in France, it's much more modern. They've actually adopted English words for things like, they say popcorn instead of mets soufflé. And they have stuff like that. So yes, indeed. So Duolingo has decided that they're going to go back to humans talking to try and teach you the language so you get the accent right and everything else.
Wow.
Yeah, it's backfiring, this whole AI first thing across the board.
Wow. Listen, it's going to sound nasty, but I love that. I'm happy to hear that our robot overlords are not quite ready to lord over us.
Yeah, well, all hail the robot overlords, but be that as it may, yes, they're not ready. We really don't have anything to worry about when we're talking about this AGI, which are artificial general intelligence. In other words, basically human-like reasoning abilities. That is not coming soon. I don't care what Sam Altman and others say. It won't come until there is a big breakthrough in how they train the AIs. Right now, the large language models are great at patterns. They're pattern recognizing machines. That's all they do, and it's helpful. You know, you can use them for a lot of things, but there's no intelligence in there at all.
Well, again, that is good news, certainly for the time being. I finally got the email. You and I were talking a couple of weeks ago about Windows and how Windows 10 was completely and totally disappearing in terms of support, and so everybody would have to be brought kicking and screaming to, I guess, Windows 11. You know, our laptops from the company are actually Etch-a-Sketch 101. That's the version we have, but... They are updating our Windows thing. I got the frantic email of, oh, my God, it's not going to work tomorrow, so you should have brought it in yesterday. But what is is it Linux or Linux? Because that could be a savior.
It is. It's pronounced Linux, okay. And it's actually named after the guy that made it. His name is Linus. And so Linux, and yes, here's what you can do. If you have an older computer right now, the estimates are that half of Windows 10 computers that are in use today, half of them cannot run Windows 11. You're going to have to scrap the computer, buy a brand new one, try and move all of your files over, your programs, tell them programs aren't going to work, et cetera, et cetera. So there are options. In fact, I'm talking here about a friend of mine from Rotary Club, Pat, who switched a couple of years ago now, a few years ago, because he was talking with me and he was fed up with all of the patches on Windows and end of life. I think it might have been, you know, back when you were using Windows, back XP days. But he didn't want to do the upgrades and things, so I recommended he try Linux. So he went ahead and he downloaded Linux Mint. It's a version of Linux called Mint. Okay. And it's very Windows-like as far as user interface goes. Right. It will run on the oldest 64-bit computers that are out there. They just dropped support for the old i386s, right? The old Intel 386s. Okay. But they'll run on almost anything. You don't have to download drivers. You don't have to hunt for them all over creation. You don't have to go and find the old drivers because the new drivers don't work. And wait a minute, this is one digit off here in the model number, and that's not working. None of that is a problem in Linux. It just recognizes almost every piece of hardware that's ever been made. It patches itself automatically when there are security problems. The kernel, a lot of the applications patch themselves. In fact, pretty much everything. You've got a couple of different versions of Office, if you will, Microsoft Office type apps. They're not from Microsoft. They're third party, open source. None of it costs you a dime. And even if you're not, even if you have a computer that can run Windows 11, mm-hmm. have a look at Linux, because you can do what's called a live thumb drive. And what that is you download it from the internal Windows computer, you put it onto one of those wonderful little USB thumb drives, yeah. and then you reboot your computer off of the thumb drive. So it's not going to install Linux. It's going to run it off of the thumb drive. It's so fast, so small, it'll fit onto a thumb drive. Wow. And then you can play with it. You can figure out, do I like this? Is this going to work for me? And you can do all of your email in there, all of your web browsing. You can write documents. You can use AI. You can do everything in Linux that most people need to do. So what I did this week is I put together an article that goes into some detail on this. Mm-hmm. I also created a PDF that helps you decide, do I really need Windows? Can I move to Linux? And the basics of how you would do it. And my wife and I have been threatening to put together a webinar showing people exactly how to do it. And it's probably going to happen next month, we think. But we'll see. You know, talk about that a little bit more. But this is going to save a lot of money.
Yeah. Oh, please do that, Craig. Seriously, I'm listening to what you're saying. I read through the article and look, I may not be a Luddite man, but I don't know. I get so weirded out when I'm supposed to move stuff or transfer this and that, and then I'm thinking, oh, I'm just going to break the interwebs again, you know, and then nobody's going to be able to download pictures of cats or whatever it is. And mm-hmm. But this actually sounds like something that even I theoretically could do.
Absolutely. You can download those pictures of Jeff Katz. You can do pretty much anything you want to do on Linux. And it is way more secure than Windows ever was, or is now, or will be in any time in the future we can foresee. It is just fantastic stuff. Privacy, everything built in. It's been developed over the last few decades here, and is designed to be extremely safe. It's basically every server that you might go to online. You know, you go to a website, you even go to banks, etc. All of those machines are running Linux, Jeff. They're not running Windows. And Microsoft wasn't even running Windows for its infrastructure until a few years ago. It was using Linux for its DNS servers and other things because Windows just couldn't handle it.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, yes, I want you guys to put together the webinar then, because I would absolutely attend that. I think that would be so cool. Can I ask you a question that's not really related to tech, but you did bring it up, and then we chatted about it a little bit. You don't mind, do you?
No, no.
All right. Do you ever get weirded out when you go to France and you see more English there than you do, say, in Montreal? And, of course, that's because of Bill 101 and the crazy people in Quebec?
Yeah, you remember that, do you?
Yeah,
the FLQ, the fun-loving Quebecers. Yeah, kidnapped James Cross.
Oh, my God.
Blew up statues. Yeah. It is a little odd, frankly. But it's totally different culture. You know, in Quebec, it's everyone kind of to themselves. You go over to France, you can sit out in the street and have a wonderful, you know, coffee, watching people go by. There's so much you can do. So it's different. There's no two ways about it. And both countries are a little bit pissy, if you will, when it comes to speaking their language, right? The French will be quick to correct you about whether it's a male or female pronoun.
Yes.
In Quebec, they won't even pay attention to you if you're not speaking French in some places. And just about last month in Quebec, the language police, yes, they have language police in Quebec.
Yep.
The language police, they go around to businesses to see if you're greeted in English or in French. Because, as you mentioned, Bill 101 from the 70s changed kind of everything. So they found that far too many businesses were greeting people in English.
Yep.
So they're trying to figure out what to do. How can we stop people from speaking English?
And you know that allo no longer passes muster.
Yeah.
Right?
There's so many crazy things we can talk about, like stop signs, right?
Yeah.
Stop is a correct French word that means stop. But in Quebec, that sounds too much like English. So they change all of the stop signs in the entire province, I don't know how many, hundreds of thousands, to a red. And they said, well, that's not correct. So let's do a red stop. No, that's not correct. So they changed them all again, you know, multiple times, just for the purity of Louis XIV French.
It's crazy. En atte, monsieur. All right. Well, that's it is what it is.
Allons-y.
Remind everybody where they can sign up for your newsletter and the occasional discussion of the bizarre intricacies of La Belle Provence.
There you go. CraigPeterson.com is my website right there on the homepage. You can sign up. This is the free newsletter. Comes out pretty much every week, and I try and write an article like this about can you replace Windows with Linux. I write them every week and give you a playbook that you can download and share with friends. CraigPeterson.com.
You are the best, my friend. Thank you for being here. We will talk soon. That is Craig Peterson. And if you want to make sure your old Windows operating laptop is up to date, safe, secure, he keeps talking about Linux. And I'm going to go and take a look at that. Now, the company laptop is the company laptop. Look, I'm not putting anything on. I'm not taking anything off. That it doesn't belong to me. So it is what it is. But, you know, I still have that that Windows thing. Now, I think my Windows is far past Windows 10, so I think I'm okay. But Linux just sounds so user-friendly. And as he said, it's far more secure than Windows ever was. And, yes, I still am going to get the Apple product. I know I've talked about it for a solid year now, but it's coming. Just trust me on that. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.